For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Great to be with you, Tim. Hope you're doing well.
Well, I am, but I'm not self-quarantining. Let me ask about you. First of all, you feel okay? Any indication that you might have any issues, or everything good?
Everything's good. So the only thing that, you know, I have terrible allergies, and of course, you know, that'll be one of those things that I'm looking forward to developing more, and it'll scare me more because I'm thinking, well, is it allergies, or is it the coronavirus?
Yeah, we got to drill down on that and figure that one out, because a lot of people, myself included, going to deal with that same thing. You were telling me also, before we go on the air here, and I don't need a name even if you have one. I mean, we don't care to know who it is, but at least one more state senator being tested or has been tested. Probably going to be more rather than less of this, I would think.
Yes, sir. Said the and of course, we had a conference call last night with our Republican caucus, and we talked a good bit. And all of them on there, except for one of our colleagues who's actually in medical treatment. But one of the things that, when we look at it, if you know you've been exposed and you think that's what it is, and you know you're going to treat the symptoms you have, there's really no reason for, if something happens to me, no reason for me to go get tested. I'd rather save that test for somebody. Medical professional, somebody that's in a high risk category. You know, I'm not. If I came down with some symptoms, I'm not planning on getting tested. That's just kind of where I'm at.
State Senator Frank Ginn, Republican, Madison County. Let's circle back to the special session you folks had on Monday and talk about what you did there. The governor had declared, historically, we are led to understand, the first ever public health emergency for the entire state of Georgia. With that would come, we're all learning this as we go along here, with that comes some degree of extra authority that the governor can use. You folks in the House and Senate had to ratify that, as I understand it, and for a prescribed period of time. Where did we leave everything Monday?
Well, in actuality, there are some extraordinary powers that the governor has during this declared emergency, and that's where, you know, instead of simply just going in and saying, well, hey, here it is, said the we put into effect on, I believe it's April the 15th, was the date. We can come back as a legislature and withdraw those powers from the governor. But you know, Governor Kemp has got great leadership. He's attacking this enemy, as they say, in every way, in the right way, because you've got to get in front of it. And one of the things that would be tragic for us to sit on our hands and not do anything, said they, we've got to keep our medical professionals from being overwhelmed. And if you look at the curve that you see from countries, say Italy or some of these other places that have not been aggressive in quarantining and kind of shutting things down, is they quickly overwhelm their medical facilities. And when you do that, unfortunately, then it's a matter of nature taking its course and the doctors don't get to provide the medical care that they need to the sickest of patients because they don't have the equipment or the abilities to handle that. And your death rate goes up. Plain and simple.
State Senator Frank Ginn. All that said, the legislative session was a week ago today. Today's Thursday. Yeah, a week ago today that House Speaker David Ralston and Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan called an end to the ongoing session, or halted anyway, a temporary halt to the session, leaving some legislative work undone. At some point, you folks are going to have to get back in there. You mentioned a conference call last night. Anybody with any sense of when that might be?
Right now we don't know. Said the one of the things that'll be difficult on that is because I don't believe the virus is going to go away. I mean, you know, we're trying to slow down the impact that it has on overwhelming the medical profession, but that's a challenge. And the other challenge is I know I have a lot of good friends that are teachers, and they ask me, well, am I going to get my $2,000 on the pay raise? And I quickly will tell you, unfortunately, the answer to that, in my opinion, would be no. So and the reason being is because as people are out of work, they're not paying taxes, the state economy is in difficult times. I chair the Economic Development and Tourism Committee in the Senate, and I'm working on a task force the governor's put together with Jeff Dorfman, one of our own Athens celebrities, said how do we address this? What can we do as legislators to ease the troubled economy that we're in and what's going on with so many people that are out of work? And right now the unemployment claims have spiked unbelievably.
State Senator Frank Ginn, what, if anything, is there for at some point, maybe the legislature gets back in? At some point you have to, because you do have to finish up the budget there. What might there be? Is there anything the legislature could do by way of mitigating the impact, softening the blow that businesses across the state are going to feel as a result of this?
Well, we're looking at that. I have a conference call with our team on this economic development issue today at 10 o'clock this morning. One of the things that as you know, we're open to suggestions. Said one of the things I will ask your listeners that have those to email those to me at my Senate email address. We're looking for what are the things that we can do as a state. We're not like the federal government. You know, we don't print money. Mm. And that's where right now, you know, I'm sure there's a large deficit economy going on with the federal government where they can print money and give an influx to the citizens of the country. But we have to live within our budget here in Georgia. So that's the toughest part about what we do.
I'll quickly let you go on this one, about a minute left here. Senator Frank Ginn, self-quarantining, what's that like for those of us who have yet to experience it?
Well, it's keep your distance. It's tough, but one of the things that for me, I'm actually in the basement of my home right now. Spent the night down here. Said when I look at what to do, you don't want to be in anybody's face. You don't want to be coughing, breathing, hugging anybody. Said but of course for me, and this is one of the things, we're lucky in our caucus, we have several doctors. I said, look, I work a lot outdoors. I work in an office by myself. Said in my day job, they said, no problem. You can go to work if you feel fine. Said just don't get into that 3-foot space with anybody. Be washing your hands, making sure that whether the person would give it to you or you would give it to them, you need to keep that personal space.
Well, Senator Frank Ginn, we'll leave it there. Best of luck moving forward. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for your time this morning.
Great to be with you, Tim. Hope all goes well, and look forward to getting through this.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.